Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 19A. But first, let's review what we learned last time.
I left a suitcase on the train to London the other day.
Can you describe it, sir?
It's a small blue case and it's got a zip. There's a label on the handle with my name and address on it.
Is this case yours?
No, that's not mine.
What about this one? This one's got a label.
Let me see it.
What's your name and address?
David Hall, 83 Bridge Street.
That's right. D.N. Hall, 83, Bridge Street. £3.50, please.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Hey!
What's the matter?
This case doesn't belong to me. You've given me the wrong case.
好，上节课我们其中有一句话。Is this case yours?No, that's not mine. 我们今天就要讲解的是其中的语法点，人称代词。好，下面我们来看一张表格。人称代词分为第一人称、第二人称和第三人称，而其中每一个人称代词有对应的主格、宾格、形容词性物主代词和名词性物主代词的变化。让我们一个一个来看。在第一人称中，主格 I， 宾格 me， 形容词性物主代词 my my， 名词性物主代词 mine。第一人称复数 we， us， our， ours。好，第二人称主格 you， 宾格 you， 形容词性物主代词 your。名词性物主代词 yours， 其复数你们 you， you， your， yours。第三人称的主格分为单数和复数的形式。那第三人称单数的男士 he， him， his， his， 而女士主格 she， her。 注意名词性物主代词是 hers， 而宾格和形容词性物主代词都是 her， 这个地方我们要特别注意。好，那么第三人称的单数 it， it， its 和 its 基本上变化不大。注意第三人称的复数 they， them， their 和 theirs。那刚才我们就一二三人称以及它的主格、宾格、形容词性物主代词和名词性物主代词进行了一个简单的了解。那么下面我们来看，什么叫做主格代词呢？顾名思义，就是在句子中做主语，有 I、You、He、She、It、We、They。那主语也就是句子叙述的主体。For example。I love you, I. He plays basketball, he. This table is heavy, this table. We can use it refers to this table. 好，那么第二，宾格代词自然就是在句子中做宾语的。那么有 me, you, him, her, it, us, them。宾语又叫做客体或者叫做受体，它是动作或介词的对象，是动作的承受者。For example, I love you, 其中的 you. He plays basketball, basketball. Jim looks at the blackboard, the blackboard. 都是宾格形式。好，那我们下面来看一组对比。A beautiful day, cold weather, a small blue case. 下划线的词 beautiful, cold, small blue 都是形容词。 那么它是对后面的词进行一个限定或者是描述。同样的道理，我们来看下面三个。My address, her boyfriend, our classroom. 那么 my, her, our 同样在修饰后面的名词，起到的也是形容词性的作用。因此我们把这样子的词就叫做形容词性物主代词，它主要是用来修饰名词的。下面我们看一个句子就很清楚了。That is an English car. 那 English 是形容词，我们说这辆车是属于那位女士的，也可以说 That is her car. 那也就是说 English 和 her 在这个语法项目上它们出现在同样的位置，都是形容词性物主代词。好了，那么形容词性物主代词有了，我们来看下面两个句子。Is this case your case? No, that's not my case. 换成了 Is this case yours? No, that's not mine. 把 your case, my case 换成了 yours 和 my， 也就是进行了名词性的转换，把原来的你的箱子现在变成了你的，这个和我们的中文稍微有一点不一样。好了，那也就是说名词性物主代词，注意它是单独使用的，不需要再配合和加上其他的名词了。那对于这些物品的主人如果要提问，我们会选用怎样的形容词疑问代词呢？来看例句。 Whose bag is it? 这是谁的书包？ It's hers， 是她的。那如果用我们上一节课学的内容 belong to 又怎样转换呢？ Does it belong to her? Yes, it belongs to her. 好，你可以看到的区别在于，如果是 belong to， 我们后面跟的是刚才表格中的宾格那一列。然而如果说回答是谁的 whose， 我们用的是形容词性物主代词加名词，或者直接是名词性物主代词。好了，那让我们来做一个简单的转换练习。 It is mine 就等于 It belongs to me. It is yours. That means it belongs to you. It is his. That means it belongs to him. It is his. It belongs to him. It is hers.It belongs to her. It is ours. It belongs to us. It is yours. It belongs to you. It is theirs. It belongs to them. 好，注意这个区别和用法。下面我们来做一些句型转换。第一个， These books are ours. These books belong to us. 翻过来说，This pair of shoes belongs to him. This pair of shoes is his. 疑问句的转换， Whose pen is this? 可以转换成 Who does this pen belong to? 最后一个， Does the case belong to her? 换成 Is the case hers? 好，那么在生活中我们可以灵活地进行转化和运用。Okay, now let's come to lesson 19.8. 让我们现在来走进98课。
Lesson 98. Repetition drill. Look at lesson 98. Look and listen. Do not speak. Look at number 1. Are these your keys?
Yes, they are mine. They belong to me.
Look at number 2. Is this John's letter?
Yes.It's his. It belongs to him.
Look at number 3. Are these my clothes?
Yes, they're yours. They belong to you.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? Look at number 1. Are these your keys?
Yes, they're mine. They belong to me.
Look at number 2.Is this John's letter?
Yes,
It's his. It belongs to him.
Look at number three. Are these my clothes?
Yes, they're yours. They belong to you.
Look at number four. Is this Jane's passport?
Yes, it's hers. It belongs to her.
Look at number five. Are these their tickets?
Yes, they're theirs. They belong to them.
Look at number six. Is this your watch?
Yes, it's mine. It belongs to me.
Look at number seven. Are these her flowers?
Yes, they're hers. They belong to her.
Look at number eight. Is this my boat?
Yes, it's yours. It belongs to you.
Look at number nine. Is this Jim's phrase book?
Yes, it's his. It belongs to him.
Look at number 10. Are these hammers Frank's and Harry's?
Yes, they're theirs. They belong to them.
Look at number 11. Is this our car?
Yes, it's ours. It belongs to us.
Look at number 12. Are these the children's pens?
Yes, they're theirs. They belong to them.
Lesson 19.8. 你是属于谁的？一个妇人正在通奸时被人捉住，那个男人呢，跑得快，早已不见了踪影。罪人的海誓山盟都是虚情假意，这妇人刚刚还在快活，现在就被人绑着成了罪人的奴隶。但是这些人不想就此罢休，他们筹划着想得到一件战利品，于是他们嚷着推搡着这妇人进了一个房间，站在一个人的面前说，老师啊，我们在这女人行淫之时捉住了她，律法上说我们可以把她打死，你说呢？那人说，你们如果觉得自己没有罪，就拿石头打她吧。房间里立刻安静下来，不一会儿所有的人都一个一个的走了，妇人才抬起头来，原来是耶稣。耶稣对她说，我也不定你的罪，走吧，不要再犯罪了。唯一无罪的儿子耶稣释放了他。我们和那些想杀人的人是一样的，正在快活的时候，实际上是被魔鬼捆绑着的囚犯。所有犯罪就是罪的奴隶，奴隶不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里的。所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。我们本属于罪、魔鬼、死亡和地狱，自以为自己追求着幸福，却早已深陷其中不能自拔。上帝的儿子用生命和十字架上的牺牲除去了你的罪孽，释放了你，得到了自由。从此你不再属于魔鬼，唯独属天父上帝。从此耶稣与你同在，帮助你抵御恶魔。从此圣灵给你行义的力量，不再不得时犯罪了。这福音安慰着每一颗感到罪恶捆绑的心。阿们。